Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. When did you first sense His presence, the Lord's presence, and what were His first words to you?
Susie, if I'm being honest, I mean, I felt it right away. It's the most awful thing you could go through, that anybody could go through, and unless you have, you might just not understand. But I think I felt like I'd practiced for that moment my whole life, you know, growing up in church together, being a couple of faith and trusting God through life's ups and downs. And here was the worst moment of my life. And I think being all alone, I had nobody else to rescue me. I had nobody else to hold me. The only thing I knew to be truth in my life was my relationship with God at that moment. He was the only one that I could press into. And I felt His presence immediately as I wept by myself. I felt God stronger than ever. And, you know, I've come to know one of His greatest gifts to us is His very presence.
Yeah. How much time passed before you could be with family again?
Oh, goodness, 10 days. I was stuck for 10 days until I got back home to my family. And, you know, so much healing had already begun, had started to begin for me in Jamaica. But, of course, it's taken a long time. I mean, there's been a process of healing that I've walked through, and there's even been seasons where I've had to choose healing because sometimes we can get stuck in our circumstances. Our pain can become our identity, and things can define us. And then we become that person that goes down to the altar whenever we get a chance and says, every weekend, pray for me. And you walk away and just think, yeah, empty words. And maybe it's because I don't want to be healed, because if I'm healed, then I'm going to forget everything I've walked through, and even the love and the memories. So I think even being healed early on kind of scared me, because it made me feel like I was over it, and I didn't want to be over it. But as I learned about healing, what that process was like, I realized that God had so much more living for me to do, and it was so very dangerous for me to stay stuck too long. So I began to open up my heart and begin to ask God for that healing, and that I wanted to accept it, and I wanted to walk in it.
Mm. And that takes such courage. You know, I mean, remember Jesus asked, do you want to be healed? And we all have to answer that question, as you said, because sometimes we limit ourselves to our identity connected with our pain, but we're made for so much more, aren't we?
You're right. What a beautiful place to be when God is saying, do you want to be healed? Because I can do it.